We're back to Southern New England Sports Saturday on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI. The Patriots and the LA Chargers tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock at Gillette Stadium. And joining us on the line to talk about it, he covers the Patriots beat for WEEI.com. Ryan Hannibal is with us. Ryan, Scott, Nick here in Providence. Good morning. How are you?
How's it going, guys? Doing good.
Good, Ryan. Thanks for joining us. Ryan, I have to say, I loved your piece on that game now, what, 12 years ago on January 14th of 2007. Ooh. So it was the 2006 season NFL playoffs.
Yeah.
That championship game against the Chargers that the Patriots won thanks to the Troy Brown
play. What a play, man.
But the comments you got from, you know, from Chargers and Patriot players alike, that was a great piece.
Thanks, I appreciate it. That was really fun to do. And, you know, as you guys probably know, it's always good to get these players after they've played the game. They're not, you know, working for Bill Belichick still. It was really good to get, you know, perspective from both sides. And then both, you know, sides really opened up. You know, the Chargers guys actually criticized their own coaching staff for not running the ball as much in the second half. And the Patriots guys still defended the Sean Merriman lights out with dance afterwards. And it was really cool to talk to some of those guys who are now out of the league. And I enjoyed doing it. So I appreciate you guys reading.
You know what I loved about it, too? It was, you know, depending upon which former Charger you talk to, some still hold a grudge against the Patriots and doing the lights out dance and, you know, really whooping it up and celebrating that victory. But then there are others like Neil who said, look, we were too arrogant. We were too cocky. That's on us. And he essentially didn't blame the Patriots for that celebration because, and I agree with him, you know, they kind of earned that themselves. They're the ones that were shooting their mouths all week long.
Yep.
And that's why the Patriots did what they did after the game.
Yeah, exactly right. And it was interesting to have, you know, Sean Merriman still sort of be a little bit upset with what happened afterwards. And he didn't really directly say he was upset, more as directly, you know, not really a fan of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady still. But then, yeah, when you talk to Lorenzo Neal and Nick Hartwick, two players on that Chargers team, and both those guys were like, it didn't really bother me. I mean, that they earned the right to do that. They're the ones that beat us. And one of the things I think goes underlooked with that game and season was the Chargers were unbelievable. They were 14-2. They had 11 Pro Bowlers. Like, they were one of the best teams, you know, probably that the Chargers may have ever had on paper. And for the Patriots to go in there and beat them the way that they did, that was a really impressive win. That probably doesn't get as much credit as it deserves in Patriots playoff history just because of the end result of that season. I mean, they lost in Indy the next week. So,
right.
You know, Super Bowls aside, that's one of the most exciting Patriots playoff games they've had in this run.
It was fun to look back at the highlights for sure. Absolutely. It's perfect transition, too, because, you know, Ryan, back then, that was obviously the beginning of Philip Rivers' career with the Chargers. And since then, the talent hasn't been as good with the Chargers and hasn't been as high, probably until here we are this season. And counting the playoff game last week, they're 13-4. They're road warriors. You know, back then, Rivers had some good shots at trying to make a postseason run. Now he's, what, 37, and he's got a great team here. Do you think there's something to be said about the talent that he has on this team and wanting to make a run, especially at his advanced age this season?
Yeah, and that was interesting. I think he was asked, not directly about it on the conference call this week when we got a chance to speak to him, but it was basically asked, you know, you're 37 years old, you haven't won a Super Bowl, you know, this is a pretty good team. Do you feel any pressure to go anywhere with this team? And he basically said no, which is sort of what we expect him to say. But I think this is the best talent that he's had probably since, like we said, that 2006 team. Maybe 2007 was pretty good too when they played the Patriots in the AFC title game. But this team has not only great players in offense, but also guys on defense. And that has been something that the Chargers have lacked over the years as a defense. And now you have guys like Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram, two of the better edge rushers in all of football. So I think there is sort of something that Rivers, you know, has to look at it and say, hey, I'm 37 years old. There's not many chances left for me to win a Super Bowl. I got to make the most of what I can with this team.
Ryan, I also read your piece about the Patriots' secret to beating the Chargers without me just regurgitating the story. Tell our listeners what you think the keys are for New England tomorrow to win this game.
I think one of the bigger keys for the Patriots' defense is to perform well on first and second down. I mean, I know that's obvious in sort of every football game, but the Chargers are a completely different team on third down. They're averaging, I think, just over 5.5 yards per play on third down this year when the league average is over 7. So that's a yard and a half difference, and they're just not the same team on third down. Phillip Rivers especially, his quarterback rating is 27th in the league on third down, so he's not the same quarterback on third down. And obviously the key to that is stopping the Chargers on first and second down, which comes down to Melvin Gordon. But the thing that helps out the Patriots in that regard is Melvin Gordon probably is not going to be 100% with knee injury. So if the Patriots can do their job and force the Chargers into, you know, third and seven, third and long, the Patriots could be in pretty good shape.
What can we learn about, or what do you know about, and because obviously we know the coaching matchup with the Patriots with Bill Belichick, but what has made Anthony Lynn such a success so far with the Chargers?
I think just sort of his approach with the team, where they're sort of laid back and they just let it all go out on the field. They're really aggressive play-calling team, especially on defense. They're not afraid to call, you know, a number of blitzes and be aggressive with their rushes. And I think that could potentially be something the Patriots use against them. I mean, maybe they could run some screen plays to try to catch the Chargers defense off guard. They could, when they load the box with all these defenders, they could, you know, go jumbo package and try to run the ball down their throat. So it could work their way, you know, against them. But I think you have to give Anthony Lynn a lot of credit for what he's done with this team. I think, you know, anytime a team plays as well as they have on the road, 8-1 now with that win last week in Baltimore, that's a sign of a good coach and a good team, and a coach that can get his team to play no matter where they are. Cause, I mean, you have to also give them the credit. They're going across the country, you know, to play a game in Baltimore last week that started 10 a.m., you know, their time. So a lot of stuff is involved, and I think that's – and the other thing that I think people don't really realize is, you know, this team moved from San Diego to L.A. That was another big change that often gets overlooked. And so you have to give Anthony Lynn credit for getting his team to buy in, and they've done a great job this year.
You know, you bring up a good point, too. Last week, the Chargers went with those 7 DBs to try to slow down Lamar Jackson and the Ravens' offense. I think the reason they did that is because they felt like if Lamar was going to break contain and make plays with his legs, they wanted guys on the field that had speed to track him down. Yeah. And it worked very well for them. And you point out that if they try that this week against the Patriots, then maybe the Patriots try to go with a jumbo package, you know, more Jimmy Devlin, more two tight ends, run the ball down their throat and make them pay for that. I would say this. If the Chargers were to try that with the 7 DBs and they were successful in limiting the success of the Patriots' running game, New England would be in a lot of trouble. Because Absolutely. If you got 7 DBs on the field and you're limiting the success of the Patriots' running game, obviously you're going to do a better job defending the pass with 7 defensive backs on the field.
You're 1,000% right. I think that's actually going to be the biggest key to the game on that side of the ball. And I think that the Chargers will probably go with that look again. Maybe not to that extent, just because they've had so many injuries to their linebackers that they just are so thin at that position that they're better off with having some of their safeties play up as more linebacking role. So I think that's going to be the biggest key in the game. Can the Patriots run the ball? And I think that if Sony Michel and the Patriots run the game, let's say if Sony Michel runs for over 100 yards, I think there's a really good chance the Patriots win this game. So I think it comes down to can the Patriots establish the run, and that'll be key. And I think the other key to that same sort of topic is the Patriots can't fall behind. If they fall behind, then they turn into one-dimensional. They probably have to throw the ball, and that feeds into what the Chargers want. So big key for the game, get up early and then run the ball as much as they can.
I agree. I think if you're the Patriots, you have to establish the run and get that going, because I think if they play, you know, 6-7 defensive backs tomorrow, then that also neutralizes a little bit James White coming out of the backfield. He's not going to be mismatched on a linebacker. Instead, he's going to be on a safety.
Yep.
That was one of the biggest keys to the last time these two teams played at Gillette Stadium last year, was the Patriots running backs had big days out of the backfield. I think Brady completed 15 of 16 passes to running backs for 160 yards. So if you're the Chargers, you're not going to let that happen again this year. And I think they could potentially use their, you know, the best safety, Derwin James, to try to take away James White out of the backfield. I don't think they want to lose with the running backs beating them like they did last year. So I think that opens up some other things offensively, not only the running game, but also potentially maybe Rob Gronkowski over the middle, and we'll see, you know, if he's able to do that.
Ryan, I think last one for me would be, we've seen an up and down season from this Patriots offense, and we've seen an up and down season from Tom Brady. He's had weeks where he's had flashes like he was the MVP of last year. He's had weeks like the Buffalo game where he didn't look like that. He looked like the opposite. When it's playoff time, you have to expect that Tom Brady's going to put, you know, a great performance out there, correct?
that's sort of what you want to lean towards, and that's sort of where I'm at. You know, I know that he's had, like you said, up and down this year. It probably wasn't his best overall season, but he is coming off of, you know, one of his better games of the year against the Jets. And yes, I know it was against the Jets, but I think it also helps that, you know, he had that extra week off. He had some time to get his knee, you know, back to what he wants to do for the playoffs. And I think, like you said, it's hard to discount what he's done in the past in these types of games where he always raises his game to the next level, and there's really nothing that's shown that that might not be the case again this year. So you do have to go into that game sort of believing that, that Brady is going to turn things around and sort of, you know, give one of those vintage performances that we really haven't seen at all this year.
And Ryan, the last one from me, if the Patriots were to lose tomorrow and get upset by the Chargers, and Nick and I think that they will win, but if they were to lose tomorrow, could this be the last game that Rob Gronkowski has a Patriots uniform on his back?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards that way as well. I mean, we've been talking about it all season. And the other thing that I sort of looked towards this week was just the body language, sort of when Rob was at the podium. It didn't really seem like his usual self. I mean, it's hard to read into body language, but it just didn't look like a guy that gave off a lot of confidence, you know, towards the game and towards the way that he's feeling. And I just think that, you know, over the years with how well he's performed and, you know, how dominant he's been on the field and how this year's gone, it has to be hard for him. And I just really, I can't see the gain in him for coming back next year. If he's going to be the same player that he is this year, there's no point in him coming back. He's better off, you know, saving his body and doing some other things that he can probably make money with all this marketing stuff and everything else he could possibly do.
Ryan, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan.
And anytime, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. Ryan Hannibal covers the Patriots beat for WEEI.com. Wrapping it up on a Saturday morning here on WEEI.
Thanks, Scott. Good
show. You know what? We haven't even talked about it. It's an important game for the Friars today.
Yes, it is.
Off to an 0-2 start in the Big East.
Yes,
and now you're on the road at Georgetown against a decent Hoyas team.
Noon tip-off. See what happens. Highlights at 6 and 11 tonight.
All right.
Say 6 News.
Like that. Shameless. Self-promotional plug. I like it.
Yeah.
Folks, that'll do it for us on Southern New England Sports Saturday. Thanks for Laura for putting this together during the week. To Joe on the other side of the glass, he's Nick. I'm Scott. Have a great weekend, everyone.
This is Southern New England Sports Saturday on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.